Chapter 18. Fabian could actually play the guitar quite well. Discoveries like that didn't surprise Charlotte anymore. Whatever held Fabian's attention long enough for him to develop an interest normally wound up being practiced with a high degree of proficiency. The trick was getting him to notice something in the first place. After lunch, he'd put on jeans and a studded leather jacket, white silk headband with scarlet Japanese ideograms, grinning slightly self-consciously. The den's music deck was programmed to provide him with a support group, bass, rhythm, and drums. Unsurprisingly, Fabian favoured hard rock, one or two glam tracks. Thank heavens he didn't sing, too. She listened to him playing a couple of numbers, then walked over to the Yamaha piano.
"I didn't know you played," Fabian said.
She gave him a disdainful smile, running through the intro to the Sonic Energy Authority's last Elvis song.
"Doesn't everybody?"
One of her first patrons had shelled out a small fortune on lessons for her. He liked what he called traditional evenings, no channels, no VR games, no nightclubs, just music recitals and poetry readings, sometimes a play or the ballet. She had enjoyed the piano lessons, one talent Baronski couldn't implant or graft on in the president's little clinic, although her knuckles had been reconfigured to give her fingers a greater dexterity, which was useful. Charlotte gave Fabian the opening bars of Bill Yee Somanza's classic Dream Day High. She had fond memories of Bill Yee. His albums were the first music she'd ever really heard after being taken into care. He was in decline then, but still the greatest, no matter what anyone said. Fabian picked up the rhythm, strumming along in some private paradise. They cranked the deck up and started jamming some Beatles and Stones, more Bill Yee, the two of them shouting the lyrics at each other over riffs that shook the den's heavy thermal insulation panels and rattled her gullet. The fish were going berserk in their tanks. She hadn't let her hair down like this for an age. They were thrashing the hell out of Bloody Honey when Charlotte heard the bang, thinking they'd blown a speaker. It took Fabian a minute to realize she'd stopped playing.
"What?"
he asked. His face was flushed and sweaty. She didn't think she'd ever seen him smiling so brightly before. A natural high. It was nice to see.
"We've bust a speaker," she told him, laughing.
Her cotton top was damp and hot, contracting about her. There wasn't much air conditioning in the den. Somehow she didn't care.
"Aw,"
Fabian pulled a face. He bounced over to the music deck, the guitar hanging round him. LEDs winked green and orange as he flicked switches.
"No, we haven't. I heard something go pop. Not us, not guilty."
Fabian's voice had a ragged, euphoric edge.
"Oh, well, I needed the rest." "Crikey, you were fantastic, Charlotte."
His eyes shone.
"I've never played with anyone before, only the deck."
The breath was coming out of her in short puffs.
"Never?"
"No."
"Pretty damn good you were."
"Really? Honest to God?"
"Yep. You've got a definite talent there, Fabian."
His expression went all distant.
"Know what I dream? That I get a slot on MTV's Garage Access cast."
Charlotte grinned. She'd seen that herself sometimes. Twice a week, MTV turned over about 90 minutes of the death hours between 2 and 4 in the morning to unsigned bands. Any bunch of kids with an amp stack and a camera could plug into the channel. Wishful rumour said music biz suits sat glued to it, searching for new talent. Charlotte thought that was a load of crap. Suddenly, she had a vision of Baronski watching her and Fabian decimating your cooling heart. She started giggling as Baronski's jaw dropped in stupefaction, every one of his precious sensibilities overloaded and fused.
"What?"
Fabian asked. She waved her hands helplessly.
"One of my friends seeing me on that cast."
Fabian's nose twitched.
"Father seeing us on that."
Charlotte whooped ecstatically, banging out a nonsense blast on the keyboard, aware of Fabian hooting wildly. The door opened. Charlotte saw the maid framed in the gloomy light of the fuselage biolumes.
"What do you want?" Fabian asked between gulps. "Unless you've come to audition for drums."
Charlotte laughed delightedly at seeing the sulky cow so thrown by the scene, which set Fabian off again. Although there was something peculiar about the maid's face, squinting as though she was drunk. Charlotte had seen that expression before somewhere, couldn't quite place the memory. The maid took 2 steps into the room. Fast steps.
"Hey!"
Fabian began. The maid hit him. It was a backhanded blow. She barely aimed it. Her hand caught him on the side of his face, lifting him off the floor. There was a moment of dead silence as he fell back onto the pile of cushions. Then the guitar made a clattering noise as it caught on the deck, and Fabian let out a dull grunt. Charlotte yelled, "Fabian!" and rushed over to him. There was blood trickling out of his mouth. The side of his face, where the maid had struck, was bright red. He was blinking in numb confusion, his arm struggling limply. One eye was already swelling, the smooth skin discolouring. She went down on the cushions, scattering some, and gripped his wrist. Her other hand went to his forehead.
"Don't move," she whispered.
The guitar neck pressed awkwardly into her belly.
"I..."
he coughed. More blood sprayed out between his lips. Charlotte sucked in a breath at the sight. Little specks of blood were staining her white cotton top. She stroked the side of his head anxiously, eyes watering.
"Don't..."
Fabian caught sight of the maid behind her. His face twisted into rage, and he surged up.
"No!"
Charlotte flung herself on him, pinning him down on the cushions.
"No, Fabian! She's clear-dusted!"
That was the memory, the squint, the dazed, crazed look. She'd seen some of her patron's hard-line bodyguards take the stuff. Clear dust was a synthesized derivative of the old angel dust, giving the manic strength and immunity to pain without the hallucinogenic effect.
"Very good," said the maid. "You're bright for a whore."
Charlotte was centimeters from Fabian's face, seeing pain and reflections of pain in his eyes. A hand that must have been made of metal closed around her upper arm, and she was yanked up, squealing at the sudden pain. She stumbled for her footing.
"Please, Fabian, please stay down, please!"
It was all she could think of. He wouldn't understand. The maid would kill him. He glared upwards, bloody lips parted.
"Please, for me,"
she pleaded.
"Right."
His voice was distorted, as if he was chewing on something. The pressure on Charlotte's arm increased, making her mouth part with the pain. She was turned to face the maid. The glazed eyes made her shiver inside. They didn't see anything in this universe.
"I will ask you some questions," the maid said. "You will answer them for me, or I will start to snap all that expensive bonework of yours. Understand, whore?"
"Let him go. I'll tell you anything you want, but don't hurt him."
Charlotte heard a muffled, high-pitched crack from somewhere outside the den. She thought it sounded like some kind of weapon. The maid gave a cyborg smile.
"You're a very popular girl all of a sudden. Lots of people want to talk to you. But I'm first and last."
The crack came again. Men again.
"Who gave you the flower?"
the maid asked. It took Charlotte's wild thoughts a moment to work out what flower she was talking about.
"Let Fabian go."
"The flower?
I don't know who he was. Not his actual name, please.
Liar."
Charlotte's hand was grabbed. She screamed as two fingers were bent back. There was a pistol shot snap. Strangely enough, there wasn't any pain, not at first. She couldn't feel anything below her wrist. Then a red-hot ache spread up her fingers, biting hard into her knuckles. There was bile rising in her throat. Her head began to spin alarmingly. For a moment she thought she was going to faint. In horror, she saw Fabian on his feet, lurching towards her and the maid. She lashed out with her free arm, knocking him back. His face was a mask of desperation and agony.
"Oh, God, no,"
she wailed, tears welling up. He was regaining his balance, going to try again.
"Enough of this, Fabian. Stay where you are."
The voice was an inhuman roar, loud enough to be painful. It was coming out of the music deck speakers, she realized. Fabian ducked his head down in reflex, hands halfway to his ears. Even the maid was frozen. The flat screens came on, each one showing the same picture of a woman's face. Charlotte let out a choked cry as she recognized her.
"Julia Evans,"
she gasped. It was her. Really her. Just like at the Newfields ball, that same compelling oval face. Julia Evans smiled thinly.
"Hello, Charlotte. I think it's about time you and I had a talk."
"Not a chance," said the maid.